Hi, with Julian on the brown note, and Beyonce sucks. I am so sick of Beyonce, the most overrated, blandest corporate star this century. And Beyonce versus Taylor Swift. So Beyonce's released her country album, and as usual, every critic on earth is falling over themselves to say that it is the Sistine Chapel of country music, when it's probably a load of mid crap, as usual, made by hundreds of other people, where she basically has had no input on virtually anything. Now, the first thing I want to say is, why do you think that Beyonce has done a country album? I've seen people online saying that it is, you know, because of her roots and racism, and it's shite. The reason is this. Beyonce thinks of herself like Princess Diana did, as this the person that should get all the attention. And the last couple of years, she has been dwarfed by the attention given to Taylor Swift. So Beyonce has just done a tour, and that was dwarfed. No one cared about her tour. All of the world's media were focused on Taylor Swift's biggest ever grossing tour globally by any artist, and her being at a level that Beyonce never got to. And that has struck such a chord with her that she has gone and done a modern pop country album through ego and jealousy over Taylor Swift. Beyonce is by far the most overrated artist this century. Everything she's done, apart from the odd single, is mid-tier. But elevate. If people said to me, you know, the latest Beyonce album is a solid 7 out of 10, I probably wouldn't be making this piece. But every freaking year she releases an album, it's the album of the year. And it's clearly not the case. I have ears. And no, I'm not listening to a fucking country music Beyonce album. I heard Break My Soul the last time out, and everyone was raving about this tune, and it was like the most clod-hopping, horribly produced version of Show Me Love. And they talked about it being, you know, reinvigorating house music, but it had none of the swing or rhythm of house. It was just unbelievably like David Guetta sort of four to the floor, absolute crap. She's like Drake to me. I imagine both her and Drake have this dungeon with hundreds of staff that spend all day scouring the world's music for every single trend, and they'll say, you know, oh, that's a great track, let's just completely lift the music from it or the beat from it, and then I'll get these other 57 people to write some lyrics for it. And then critics sit back and go, oh, this is amazing. Drake's getting the critical appraisal he deserves, but Beyonce is not. And she does the same thing that Drake does. It's 26 songs on this album. Why? Because you get 26 plays, and that is added together so you can have a number one album through the streaming protocols, where if you have 10 tracks on the album, you've got, you know, less than 38% or whatever it is of the reach. Because if someone listens to the whole album, they've listened to 26 tracks, it adds together. And that's what Drake does. He just releases these incredibly long albums to game the streaming charts. It's a load of bollocks. And no, I don't agree with the whole notion of other people making your music and you coming in and just randomly saying a few phrases and having it auto-tuned to death and people calling you a musical genius. She isn't a musical genius. She was a mid-tier R&B artist with a fairly good voice that has managed to, for some reason, be in the right place at the right time to get every music critic on earth on board and kiss her backside. There are so many better artists out there, so many better female solo artists out there. The last female solo artist I reviewed, Hooray for the Riff Raff, was a fantastic album where she wrote every lyric, played the music, wrote every song, And the Kim Gordon album, I haven't put a review up, is fantastic. You know, there are people like Angel Olsen out there and Julia Holter and like people like Rosalia. Like, her ability to use production in a modernist way, it wipes the floor with someone like Beyoncé. Not only is her voice so much better, but her ability to use like very art house production techniques in her songs and make very interesting arrangements. Look at someone like Mitski. Her ability to use arrangements over a 2.5 minute song and her voice and her lyrics just wipe the floor with someone like Beyoncé, who's just like this incredibly bland cruise ship version of an artist. Even someone like Tinashe, she's like done R&B albums that have been so much more interesting than what Beyoncé's done. Beyoncé's a load of bollocks. Like, you look back at someone like M.I.A. and what she did, which was taking bits from all of these other musical styles that are around and coalescing them into something like Kayla, wipes the floor with everything that Beyoncé has done. Even the, you know, even taking other tracks and singing over the top of them, like Beyoncé just takes Pon the Floor by Diplo and just sings over the top of it. Musically, there's nothing different to the track. What the hell are we saying that this is impressive for? She is almost like the embodiment of the incredible vapidness of our celebration of celebrity for celebrity's sake. She is a Kardashian. She isn't an artist. She represents the same, you know, she's Meghan and Harry. She's like the American embodiment of royalty as celebrity. She's like the aspiration of a celebrity, like a Rolex watch or a Maybach car. It's like they're not even a real person, they're a brand. At least Taylor Swift seems to connect with her audience. At least she seems to sing about things and relate to the people listening to her music. I imagine Beyoncé in a tower in Dubai, looking down on the masses with no connection to them whatsoever. And I think that her whole country angle has been this incredibly desperate response to the success of Taylor Swift, which is really sad. But overall, Beyoncé sucks.